This is a summary of Israeli war crimes committed in Palestine for the week ending 12 July 2006. Israeli occupation forces continue to commit additional war crimes against Palestinian civilians and property in occupied Palestine. Isolation of the Gaza Strip from the outside world, and there are impending signs of a looming humanitarian and environmental crisis. Here's a summary. Israeli occupation forces kill 79 Palestinians, 76 of them in the Gaza Strip. 19 children, 2 women, and 3 handicapped Palestinians are among the dead. University lecturer, his wife, and 7 other children are among the dead. A woman and 2 of her children are among the dead. 266 Palestinians, including 63 children and 14 women, were wounded by the Israeli occupation army. Israeli army conducted 47 incursions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and reoccupied areas of the Gaza Strip. 67 Palestinian civilians, including 3 children and a woman, were arrested by Israeli occupation forces. Israeli occupation forces use Palestinian human shields during operations in the Gaza Strip and take over several civilian homes. 5 homes were transferred by the Israeli military into military sites. 6 charitable societies in the West Bank were raided by the Israeli military. 250 families, totaling nearly 2,000 people, flee from their homes in Rafah and Beit Hanun. The United Nations provided alternative shelters at its schools. Israeli occupation forces have continued to impose a total siege in occupied Palestine and have imposed a tightened siege in the Gaza Strip. Dozens of patients are stuck at the Rafah International Crossing Point on the Egyptian border, and the Israeli military has positioned various checkpoints in the West Bank where they arrested 12 Palestinian civilians. Israeli army have detained the second deputy speaker of the Palestinian Legislative Council as he was attempting to travel through Al-Karama border crossing in Jordan. Israeli occupation forces have continued to construct the apartheid wall and have started to confiscate an additional 45 dunams of agricultural land near Hebron. Finally, in settler-related violence and crimes, a Palestinian home was set on fire in southern Hebron and a settler road is renovated in the old city. For more information of these war crimes, you can go to www.pchrgaza.org.